This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
I love fashion, and I love everything to do with makeup, and it was a big struggle, and even my mom said, you know, when she was told that I was going to lose sight, well, how is Shelby going to be able to do makeup? When I was 14, she brought me to the clinic counter, and I had someone teach me makeup, and that was really big for me, because it made me feel like you don't have to lose that part of you.
Kelly and Company, sharing your stories.
I know a few of you out there are saying, well, geez, I got to run out. I got to go do a couple of things and get back home here. So do me a favor. Before you do that, to your smart device, download OOTunes or TuneIn Radio, a couple of great apps in which you can take us with you. All you have to do is download them on your smart device, search for AMI Audio, and you can listen to whether it's the live show at 2 p.m. Eastern or one of the repeats at 5 midnight or 5 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. Man, where are you running to at 5 a.m.? Well, maybe you're one of those people that does that run or that early workout or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to get to the grocery store before, especially in this time, there's too many people in there. So whatever it is, TuneIn Radio, OOTunes, awesome apps in which to have on your device to take us with you. On Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, we welcome in Bill Shackleton. He's one of the producers at AMI, and he joins us for our segment of what we call The Buzz. He's got interesting topics from around the world. He comes on with a variety of subjects. We never know where we're going to go with these subjects and where the topic will take us. Took a quick look at some of the items he's bringing today. Lots of good stuff, Bill. Welcome back, and where do you want to begin?
I want to do this one. Comes from the Kitchener-Waterloo Record, and it's a Canadian story. Basically, Waterloo researchers use technology to accurately predict flooding. So basically, it's really, I find it, there's a lot of things coming out of Waterloo that's really interesting, and they are, you know, a relatively small place. But it's interesting what they're actually doing there. In this case, what it is, they are taking weather forecasts that have already been archived, and they're adding machine language and models to accurately predict not only when a flood would occur, but how much, how big the flood's going to be. Now, you're probably saying they can already predict rain, perhaps the number, the amount of rain that's going to fall. But this, they're assimilating these weather forecasts to the point where they can tell you how much rain is going to come down or how big a snow melt is going to be. The example in the article was the Grand River that flooded last year. Had they had that information available then, they could have saved a lot of damage, perhaps a lot of lives, a lot of headache. So the idea is that they're going to give this technology to other countries because, you know, as well as I do, there are other countries that are more flood prone. Mm-hmm. There are areas.
Yeah.
Much more of a track record in a lot of places versus here.
And countries can use this technology when you think of China or the Middle East where there's more flooding. The amount of lives lost and damage that could be saved if this actually, it is very accurate, apparently.
Wow. Interesting when you look back at data and stuff like that, what people find. And again, I don't mean to suggest as big as our country is, obviously there's lots of places where you have flash floods and stuff like that coming in from rain, but our weather is a bit different. Other places, this is very common, you know, where you get a tremendous cloud burst that, you know, can trigger floods. So there's so much of that data compiled that can help at least for that early warning that, guys, you know, and this is the area we think because. So this is tremendous.
It is, and especially with the new with new weather forecasts. So basically anybody from anywhere, from what I understand, can use this technology to predict when a flood, when it says rain, well, how much rain? If it says thaw. How big is a thaw going to be?
And sometimes, like, the information you get is not accurate in the sense of you don't know if it's not going to happen either. So people prep their homes, prep their areas, and then the flood doesn't happen, which can also be really upsetting, right? Like, in terms of how much you have to just live on the edge of natural disasters.
And but this is exactly the point where they can predict more accurately, this information, assimilate it more accurately.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It is.
Where do you want to go next, sir?
I want to go to this one. This is, you can move to West Virginia. Actually, this comes from Associated Press. Outdoor enthusiasts to get cash and free perks to move to West Virginia, a state that is pretty remote. Essentially, what they're doing is you can get cash and free perks up to $20,000 if you are moving to West Virginia. There's 15 openings for this. The reason why they're doing it, there's a couple of reasons, is that they are promoting, of course, the outdoors. West Virginia doesn't have a lot as far as Disney, and they don't have Disney World. They don't have the things that Florida has or some of the other states have. So what they're doing is the population of West Virginia has been pretty much stagnant since the 1950s, which is really interesting when you look at, you know, what's going on there. People are either moving out of the state or they're trying to get that built up. So basically, they are offering you, perks to move. And I don't know, like I say, this isn't the only state that's doing this.
I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know how many...
It reminds me of the old West.
I know,
like, really?
When they were giving parcels of land away.
Yeah.
Years, and you hear about all the, as settlements were being forged in Canada, the U.S., wherever, governments were saying, hey, you know, here's some land for really, really, really cheap, or practically giving parcels away.
Yeah, so they're basically what they did was they tried to get the legislature to pass an income tax cut, which would have so that didn't work.
Oh, too bad.
That would have worked good, or at least it might have helped. Right?
That's all we talk about is taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So now what they've done is they've got this program going, and I think it's starting Monday, or it's recently started or will be. Interestingly enough, and I guess they need to, they feel like Virginia has a lot of outdoor space, which is really what they're promoting. A lot of walking trails, fishing, hunting, and things that, you know.
Literally everything.
Yeah, literally everything to do with outdoors.
And they're giving you, it honestly sounds like just a long-term vacation package, because they're talking about whitewater rafting, rock climbing, horseback riding, golf, skiing, and all this kind of stuff, which... to me is like, sign me up. But I'm just curious as to if that's a lasting opportunity.
Well, they want it to be,
you come and stay there for a bit and realize, oh, I do want to live here.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
And I think you look at a lot of places when these things have been offered in the past, you've got to come work some really heavy land or whatever. But I think here you're looking at situations where, say, someone wants to build a house and have, or a little lodge to go to of their own for that vacation place. Like you say, all the resources in walking distance that you might want, that hunting, fishing, whatever it is. And there is a lot of people out there that would love that, especially if you want to get more of this land used, more people living around, coming out there and not having at the moment to put up too many resources, street lights, and have your plumbing necessarily, have some help putting that stuff in and people covering off the cost. That's why you say, no need for the tax break. However, what we can do away with a bit is maybe some government land.
And, well, the idea is they want you to stay. This is not just a weekend.
Yeah.
Like the article said, well, we don't want you to come for the weekend. We want you to stay. So go ahead and move to West Virginia. You never know.
Yeah, and I wonder what the criterion is. I'm assuming first dibs on from people who are in the state or have reason to be. Sir, we got about 2 minutes. What do you have left?
Well, we can do this one. Actually, a postcard written by the Titanic's wireless operator.
Oh, wow.
Could go up to $15,000 at auction. Now, the interesting thing is I'm interested in this article. So it was written, the postcard was written by, I think his name is Jack Davis, and in 1912, he wrote it to his sister in Ireland when the ship was being built. And when it sank, he was really, well, basically he was a forgotten hero. And he basically sent messages to other ships in the area to try to, you know, to get help for this ship. Two postcards were actually related to the Titanic that's ever been found. But here is an interesting part. There was a letter written by a lifeboat captain, a crew member of the Titanic's crew, to a lifeboat crew captain saying, "Don't pick up any survivors, just row away."
Wow.
Yeah, when you think about that, my great-great-grandfather actually wrote that letter. And, I mean, it's like, if they had social media back then, can you imagine? When you hear about this sort of thing, you know that there was chicanery going on even while people were dying. And people were thinking of themselves.
Yeah. Well, when we, you know, we've seen this, and when you watch stuff on TV about it, where people try to put blame, who didn't pass what message to who didn't see to it, the lifeboats were filled. You hear a lot of things, Bill.
I guess it's just, I'm just thinking what kind of a stigma that the family would have.
Wow.
You know,
class of people really... too, man. Unfortunately, there was too much thought given to things like that, and you had a real diverse bunch of people at a really horrible moment. Thanks, pal.
Thanks a lot.
Bill Shackleton brings a few items to talk about here. We call it The Buzz. We do it Monday, Wednesdays, and he'll be back Friday for the third edition of it right here on Kelly and Company. Another programming note, though, in a couple of weeks, Bill will be here Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays starting on the 28th. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we return, with all the questions, concerns, and evolving information about COVID vaccines, registered nurse Leslie DePoe gives us a look at the real picture. We talk to her in just a moment and find out what's going on. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.